among the many paying tribute today, Temple University Professor Emeritus and poet Sonia Sanchez. Sonia Sanchez, thanks so much for joining us once again on Newsworks Tonight.
It's an honor to be here and to talk about this great, great woman, poet, novelist, and human being.
And above all those descriptives, you've also described her as a dear friend. And with that, did you have a recent opportunity to speak with her?
Oh my gosh, I've just come back from California. 5 days ago, I was going to call her back. I had spoken to her about a book we were editing on the black arts. And then I was telling her how much I had enjoyed. They had done a beautiful portrait of her down at the Smithsonian to be hung. And I called and we were laughing, saying, oh, my dear sister, you were beautiful. It was good being there with you, to hang out with you. I'm coming down to just relax and be with you again. And right before I left for California, I said, let me call her. But I got pushed out of shape and I didn't. So I had to tell her today that I was back home and I missed her.
Angelo, and you were part of the black arts movement that gained traction in the mid-1960s. Describe for listeners what that movement was about.
It was a movement for many writers to say, if there's a story to be told, I will tell it. It's my story. Our dear sister Maya, and all the poets of the black arts movement, we just were not talking to ourselves, not just writing a poem about ourselves, but writing a poem about the world also, about what was going on in the world, what it meant to be in this world, what it meant to change things that were not correct, what it was to put our footprint here. The world has been tattooed forever with her spirit tongue, because hers was indeed a spirit tongue and a spirit hand. And we loved everything that she said and that she did, and how she kept us all very clear and on target to do things, you know, here in this world.
Language, of course, the printed word, but what a voice. Describe her voice, if you will.
Well, you know, in my new book, Morning Haku, I honored a lot of people, and I honored also Sister Maya when I said, you have taught us how to pray. Your poems, yellow tattoos on the morning dew, we dance in the eye of your pores. In a sudden pause of breath, secrets unlock. You show us how to arrange our worldly selves. Your poems, a landscape of seabirds. You, woman, surrendering your arms to silk. You know, this was Sister Maya, you know, who was always there with information and love. Because she said, you know, I write because I am a black woman, listening, you know, attentively to her talking people. And that's what she did for us all. So that's why I also said her words carry the spirit of creation. Whenever I was near her, I would hug her, I would hold her hand, because I knew that she carried the spirit of creation, and I wanted to walk with that spirit of creation.
That spirit was reciprocated. Maya Angelou referred to you as, quote, a lion in literature's forest, ostensibly for speaking what she felt to be the truth.
That's right. And, you know, she was always available to us all, right? She was always there to correct us, which she did sometimes, and to applaud us. And I really mean it when I say the earth is tattooed forever with her spirit tongue. You can never forget this woman who walked on this earth.
Professor Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us on Newsworks
Tonight.
Thank
you so very much also, too.
Poet and Professor Sonia Sanchez on Newsworks Tonight. You can hear Maya Angelou's full interview from Fresh Air, along with another Fresh Air interview from 1986 at whyy.org/cms/specials.